Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mackie Sasser. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Whitehurst. Pitching for the New York Mets, Wally Whitehurst. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Stan Jefferson. Batting second. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting third. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carmelo Martinez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mariano Duncan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luis Quiñones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Scudder. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Scott Scudder. And now, play ball. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scudder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Johnson. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McReynolds hits a line drive for a single. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes McReynolds. The throw from Reed and he is out, Larkin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Stan Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morris hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Boston. Morris reaches second base with a double. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehurst fields it and throws to first for the out. Morris moves to third. Two outs. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3-0. O'Neill takes first base on ball four. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Whitehurst, and towards Elster, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Quiñones batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Reed reaches second base with a double. Quiñones goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 1, Reds, 1. Scott Scudder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Scudder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Whitehurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehurst hits a line drive beyond short. Larkin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive off the glove of Quiñones, and into shallow left field. Miller reaches second base with a double. Whitehurst moves to third. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Magadan is 0 for 1 in the game. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitehurst scores. Miller moves to third. Magadan moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McReynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Morris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morris hits a line drive for a single. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morris moves to second. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morris scores. Larkin moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin tags and scores. One out. It's Mets, 3, Reds, 3. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive towards left. McReynolds catches it and throws to second to double up O'Neill. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sasser is 0-for-1 in the game. Sasser strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster takes first base on ball 4. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Luis Quiñones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quiñones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sasser. Quiñones reaches second base with a double. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Quiñones moves to third. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reed hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Scudder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Scudder is 0-for-1 in the game. Scudder strikes out. O'Brien throws to third to get Quiñones for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Whitehurst is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whitehurst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitehurst strikes out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehurst fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sasser is 0-for-2 in the game. Sasser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martinez. Sasser reaches second base with a double. McReynolds moves to third. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Kip Gross now pitching. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elster strikes out. 1 out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to third for the out. McReynolds scores. Boston moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Mets. Greg Jeffries pinch hits for Wally Whitehurst. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Boston moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martinez. Miller reaches second base with a double. Boston scores. O'Brien scores. Jeffries moves to third. It's 7-3, Mets. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Magadan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Doug Simons now pitching. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 0-1. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sasser. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up into right field. Sasser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Quiñones is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Quiñones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. It's 7-4, Mets. Chris Sabo pinch hits for Jeff Reed. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sabo hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 4. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Hammond now pitching. Donnie Scott now catching. Chris Jones now playing left field. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McReynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sasser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sasser hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boston is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones strikes out. One out. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jefferson is 0-3 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morris is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 4. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Elster is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Brien is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Simons is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hammond fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 0-2. O'Neill is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Hatcher pinch hits for Chris Hammond. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Sasser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 4. The Mets will come to bat. Milt Hill now pitching. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Miller is 2-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Miller. The throw from Scott and he is safe. Miller steals second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Magadan is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 1-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 8-4, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McReynolds is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground for a single. Johnson moves to third. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sasser is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Mets. Terry McDaniel pinch runs for Mackie Sasser. Darryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes McDaniel. The throw from Scott and he is safe. McDaniel steals second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boston is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Elster is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Terry McDaniel now playing right field. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Duncan is 0-3 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Quiñones is 3-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Quiñones strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.